some men that have taken the survey have also came back to me and said, oh, this question really made me think about this, and that other question made me think about that. So even just taking the survey is already having some positive impact on our community, I think. And this is why 1,000 people is not a vanity metric. It's really because even the survey itself is already making a change. And I think that the more results we're going to have, the biggest different targets, because it's important that hosting companies reply. It's important that plugin companies reply, and not just, again, keeping in our bubble
of enterprise agencies.
Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to the WordPress Way, a Do the Woo podcast show. In today's show, I've invited Bray Mori as a guest host for a conversation with Siobhan and Francisca from WP Includes to talk about their very important gender equality in WordPress business survey. This is an opportunity to learn more about why they started WP Includes and why they are putting the resources into this very important survey. And do us a favor, take the survey before WordCamp Europe, where they are able to share some of their initial findings. So let's get into the conversation.
Hello, I'm Ray Mori, and I am excited to be hosting this episode of Do the Woo, the WordPress Way today. I'm known in the WordPress community for publishing the Repository weekly newsletter about WordPress. But today, in this instance, I'm guest hosting this episode as I'm collaborating with two very impressive women in the WordPress community. And I'm delighted to introduce Siobhan McCann. Am I saying your name right, Siobhan McCann?
It's very hard to say right. It's Siobhan McKeown.
There we go. And Francesca Morano, who are the co-founders of WP Includes. Welcome, Siobhan and Francesca. Siobhan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello. Thanks, Ray. And for anyone who's listening, you should definitely sign up for Ray's newsletter. It's definitely one of the most insightful newsletters in WordPress. So go and sign up if you haven't signed up already. I am Chief Operating Officer at HumanMade. We're an enterprise WordPress development agency. And I've been involved with WordPress for a surprisingly long time, since about 2010, 2011. I was involved with setting up WordCamp Europe, led the work documentation project, and wrote a book about the history of WordPress. But like more recently, I set up WP Includes with Francesca, which is a mentorship scheme to get more women into leadership in WordPress businesses. Francesca.
Yes. Hello. My name is Francesca Morano. As you can tell from my accent, I'm extremely Italian. I'm the Director of Learning and Development at XWP, with a focus specifically on engineers. We too are a WordPress, enterprise WordPress development agency, but Siobhan and I have been collaborating for years, even though we work for competing agencies. So that's really cool. I have been working for a long time in different industries, and I stumbled upon WordPress in 2008 when I was building my mommy blog. And it reminded me how much I loved building websites and coding. So I started doing that as a job. And then I started getting involved with the WordPress community. I co-led 3 releases of WordPress without writing a single line of code. I love teaching. I love coaching. I love mentoring. I love a bit less because I don't love traveling anymore, public speaking. And yeah, I'm excited. I was very excited when Siobhan came up with the idea of WP Includes, and we'll tell you more about it. But yeah, that's more or less it about me.
That's a lot. So Siobhan and Francesca, you launched WP Includes last year, September. I was looking back at old issues of the repository to work that out. What is it, and why did you decide to start this initiative?
Sure. So it's a mentorship scheme for women in WordPress, and we match women who are in leadership roles in WordPress businesses with people who want to go get further in their career and get into leadership roles in WordPress businesses. So the reason that we started it, it came from a place of frustration in that Francesca and I were senior women in WordPress businesses. And when we get into spaces with other senior people in WordPress businesses, they're almost always men. And this is particularly true of the agency space. I think some of the bigger companies like Newfold and WP Engine have got extremely diverse leadership teams, and it's amazing. And I just envy them and think they've done an amazing job. But for a lot of the smaller organizations, they're led by men primarily. And Francesca and I would go to things, events, online things, and then we would just talk afterwards and be like, oh my God, we feel like we're the only women in the room. And why are there not more women here? And I'm a great believer that if you're like, there's only so much you can complain and be annoyed about something. Either you just like accept the reality of it or you try and do something about it. And I thought maybe there's a way that we can help other women to get into leadership roles by sharing what we've learned through what we have done over the years in terms of navigating our way into senior roles. And just clear the pathway a little bit. I think there's a limit to what we can do external to companies, but we can prepare women for leadership roles by supporting them. So that's where it came from. Don't know if you have anything to add, Francesca.
No, I think you're always good at summarizing the situation and being very subtle and diplomatic about it. I think when we both stepped into more leadership roles inside our companies, and just companies, of course, get to meet at work camps and we organize events together. And then the struggle is real to find, for example, women who can speak at those events or can represent their company at a leadership event. But I think we've been talking about this for years, like we met through work camps, and that was, I think, when we started being frustrated about the situation, because in 2017, we worked together in the content team of WordCamp Europe in Paris. And that's, I think, when we really started talking about this and being very intentional about the steps we take to do something about it and not just moan about it when we meet for drinks, which we also do. By the way,
we love a moan.
We love a moan.
I guess one of the reasons that we're here today having this conversation is because WP Includes recently launched the Gender Equality in WordPress Businesses Survey. It's the first of its kind in WordPress. Can you tell us about the survey and why are you doing it? Francesca, do you want to answer this one?
No, ask Siobhan. I mean, I can always add a bit of color to the things, but the reality. And I really want to take a moment to recognize this. The brain behind the operation is Siobhan. She has all the bright ideas. And I come along for the ride with enthusiasm.
You needed Thelma and Louise, didn't you? You couldn't just have them.
Yes, yes. That's the dynamic here. So the survey was Siobhan's idea. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. That's my contribution to it.
So the reason for doing it is, I guess, something that I really push at work is if you have got an opinion or a feeling or a gut, people often talk about like their gut feelings or whatever, is you've got to validate that, and you can validate that using data. So Francesca and I, as I said, we moan and we feel this way, and our experience anecdotally is that we are in a minority and that potentially there could be more opportunities for women to be in those spaces, but we haven't validated that beyond our own bias or perceptions of it. So we really wanted to run a survey to validate that and to understand, is it really the case that there are fewer women in WordPress businesses outside of the sort of immediate space that we're in, which is very agency focused, to be honest. And also in understanding that, to learn the experiences of women who work in these businesses, if they feel they've got enough opportunities to get into leadership roles, if they feel that they work in workplaces that are inclusive and supportive, and also to understand the experiences of men within those spaces as well, and to compare the different experiences of different groups of people. And that's why we did the survey, because I just think you've got to back up what you're saying with a bit more than just "I think this." So yeah, that's why we did it.
And that's a good point as well. It's not just about, we're not just surveying women. We also want to hear about everybody's experiences in WordPress to paint that picture of what's happening across WordPress businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. The WP Includes is focused on women, but we definitely are using this opportunity to create a bigger picture of like different genders within the space as well.
So you're both scheduled to give a talk at WordCamp Europe titled "Fixing the Ladder, Getting More Women into Leadership at WordPress Businesses." The plan is to share early insights from the data collected in the gender equality survey. No doubt you've both peeked at the data so far. What are you planning to talk about in your presentation? What should people expect from this talk that's coming up in a couple of weeks?
So obviously the topic lends itself to a week-long conference because we're looking at this from the lens of the women in leadership in WordPress businesses, but WordPress is not in a silo. It's part of a larger industry, tech industry, if you want, the STEM industry, to put it even bigger. I won't lie, it's hard to condense this in 30 minutes. We have a lot to say about the topic. But what we are planning to do is obviously we want to give the data we collected so far a prominent space, because that's data-driven talk and not just, "Oh my God, I'm the only one in the room," when other women might be experiencing something else. And we also want to offer some advice based on the data we collected and based on our personal experiences. I think we are in a good place now to offer some advice to the people who will come to listen, who hopefully is going to be a lot of people, because they put us in the big room. That's like 1,500 people. So please come. And offer some, and again, 30 minutes, we could talk about this for a week, but focusing on some advice for companies that are bringing more women into the leadership group, and advice for women that are climbing the ladder, hopefully. So those are more or less the main points that we're going to touch on. And then hopefully people will ask insightful questions, and there's going to be more conversation around it. Maybe it's going to be a good place then to start our blog. I don't know. I still want to overcommit.
Blog? What blog?
I don't know. I created one in our website. Let's see what happens.
You mentioned, Francesca, your personal experiences as women in WordPress and sharing those as part of this talk. You've both been involved with WordPress for a very long time. What was it like contributing in the early days of when you started, right, as a woman in WordPress? What was that like way back when compared to the experience today for both of you as women? Siobhan in particular, you've written the history of WordPress. how do you reflect on being a woman in WordPress today compared to when you first started?
Yeah, good question. It's funny because I'm not mega involved with the project anymore because I have children and a job, and open source contributing privileges those who either don't have any caring responsibilities and can just throw themselves into it, or people who are sponsored to do it. So it's tricky for me to find time outside of all of the other things I have on. And so really, probably about 2017, 2018, I started doing a lot less. But I was, for the research for the talk that we're doing, I was just looking back on some of the early days and reflecting on how things have changed within the project itself. And I was at the first community summit in Tybee, and there was 122 men there and 14 women. And I was like, wow. And I don't remember feeling at the time, although it was like 12 years ago and memory is terrible. I don't remember feeling at the time like in a minority, but I definitely was. And I think that's one of the things that is important to me about WP Includes, is that so many of the people who were involved in the WordPress project in the early days were men. And they started plugin businesses or theme businesses or agencies, and they rode the PHP wave, which WordPress itself did. It was WordPress was right place, right time. Just like many of these men were in the right place at the right time, and there just wasn't as many women there. That's not to say, like, I always felt very welcomed by the project. There were definitely times where I felt, what's the right word? There were times when I felt like marginalized and discriminated against, not like by the project, but like by individuals who are just like, you encounter sexist people in any community, you encounter misogyny in every community. And you just, I think as a woman, you sadly accept that as part of your, is part of your life. And so you figure out ways to negotiate your way through that. But I would say that I've been in, my background was in philosophy prior to WordPress, and I find the WordPress community way more welcoming than, say, communities of academic philosophers, for example. And I think it's great to have seen the work that's been done over the past 10 years to make the project itself more diverse than it's got. Non-binary releases, and really the project feels itself very diverse. But I don't think that WordPress businesses, hence why we're doing the survey, because I want to validate, I don't feel that they have caught up, or I don't feel they're as far along as the project itself.
Francesca, you also work in, you also have a senior position at an enterprise agency. What's it like for you as a woman working in a role where you're typically surrounded by men? And probably also dealing with a lot of clients who are men as well. What's that experience like?
Actually, in my role, I don't deal with clients a lot. I used to deal with clients as a freelancer. And that's actually the only time I've ever been discriminated against as a woman, because I used to work mainly for women, building their websites when they were reinventing their careers. And I was doing really well as a freelancer in Italy. It's not a huge market. And one company led by a man, and this man knew me very well, so he invited me to do a discovery for the website and everything. And at the end he said, I don't know if I want to hire you because you seem to work only with women. And that, honestly, the only time I was like directly discriminated, is that in English? Yes. But actually, at my team, so we at XWP, we have a group called the Engineering Support Group for the directors of engineering and the CTO, and I'm the only woman. But they did their homework. I have to say, my team really did their homework. They welcomed me into this pre-existing team, and they never made me feel like I was the token woman in the group. And also, I remember this. Oh, this is great. We started having meeting, and I was frustrated by the lack of notes. And I was like, oh, maybe I should take notes. And actually my boss, Stefan Boivel, the CTO, was like, I don't want you to take the notes because you feel like you have to do the housekeeping job because we do a bad work at it. So only do it if you really want to do it and not because you're the only woman in the room. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. I didn't think about that. It's just because I'm a bit OCD about notes. That's why I want to do them. But I never thought about this point of view, which is actually very well documented, that women end up doing the housekeeping chores also inside projects. So the fact that he actually brought this up and said, you don't have to do this because you're the only woman in the room. And actually, he said, actually, maybe this is a good occasion for us to do those instead of just... And that was like, wow, they did their homework before getting me into this room. So that was really good. XWP is a very, I don't know what's the right word, because I think we still have a lot of work to do and we all know it. But starting from our CEO, everyone is really reflecting a lot on the topic. So even though we still are a minority, and especially in the engineering team, we have very few women, it's a topic and we talk about it very freely and we actually try to find solutions.
You make a really good point there about the dynamic between you and Stefan, which is that women have internalized a lot of cultural behavior, cultural norms, and it's often the case that it's, oh, I'm going to book the dinner, I'm going to arrange the dinner, I'm going to arrange the accommodation, I'm going to take the notes, is obviously a big one. And it's not just on women. If you want to create a welcoming and inclusive workspace, it's not just on women to notice that, because you've internalized it so much. It requires men as well to say, actually, we need to step into that space and not just allow the burden of all of that housekeeping to fall on women. And I think that's a point we want to make in our talk and in the paper that we're working on together, is that this is not a woman thing. This is an everyone thing. And when you're in spaces where men, like most spaces, hold the power, it is the men who have to take many of the steps, not the women within those spaces. So well done, Stefan.
Yes. He's acing it. I'm always very happy because he always brings up things on like...
It just needs to be a given thing that everybody is doing rather than something exceptional. It's like my husband's a stay-at-home dad and people are like, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm like, you would not say that to a woman.
Yeah. Oh dear. I experienced the same. My ex-husband, when our son was born, he was like, I'm going to take a bit of a pause from my career and things like that. And he was going to pick up our son from kindergarten and everyone was like, what? And even until a few years ago, he was the only dad going to the PTA meetings. And all the mums were like, oh, you're so lucky. And I'm like, no, you picked the wrong husband, girls. I'm sorry to tell you.
In the coming weeks, we'll be collaborating on writing the Gender Equality in WordPress Businesses Report 2024 based on the findings in the survey. What are you hoping this report will tell the community about gender equality? What are you hoping to change with this report?
Yeah, I think we want it to be useful. We want to produce something that is objective, that just really just lays out what we've learned in a non-judgmental way, and then that actually provides useful actions that companies can take to support more women to get into leadership. But it complements the aims of WP Includes, and in that if a all-male leadership team, which I can think of many, and they read it, they're like, okay, now we feel a bit more equipped to actually create opportunities for women in the companies, in our companies, to get into leadership roles, to create a welcoming, inclusive leadership team that women will want to be part of, and to better to recruit for these roles as well. So that's the purpose, is just to increase understanding and help people take action on it.
I also, to go back to what Siobhan was saying about the data, I think what is also important is that we really put numbers instead of feelings on paper, basically. So I think that, and I see this because we talk to the leadership of a lot of agencies. And in that, many times, this is a totally unconscious situation that has been created. It was never, at least with all the people I've talked to, it was never, let's keep the women out of this. So my hope is that by putting numbers, and this is also why we are aiming to get as many replies as possible. Like our goal, the holy grail is 1,000 people, because we want to have a substantial amount of data, not just our friends and family, basically. Once they see the data, it's, oh, okay. Coming to the realization that is based on numbers. So I think that is also something that I would like to see. And one thing that has already happened, actually, which I think is great, and right, that also, and Siobhan, thanks to the questions you brought up in the survey, some men that have taken the survey have also came back to me and said, this question really made me think about this, and that other question made me think about that. So even just taking the survey is already having some positive impact on our community, I think. And this is why 1,000 people is not a vanity metric. It's really because even the survey itself is already making a change. And I think that the more results we're going to have, the biggest different targets, because it's important that hosting companies reply. It's important that plugin companies reply, and not just, again, keeping in our bubble of enterprise agencies.
Yeah. I think that Francesca and I have talked about some of the changes that she's seen already because of the survey. I have reflected on changes in myself as a result of doing the survey, doing WP Includes, doing the talk that we're doing for WorkCamp Europe. I get lazy and complacent, and I've actually been like, okay, what more can I do, human made, to support women within the company? So I've definitely seen that within myself. But I think the importance of reach is that we want this to have a broader impact than our immediate sphere. Like, we want other women who, like, we have no contact with, we don't know who they are, but we want them to feel benefit from men who hold power within their organizations, like just feeling like the beginnings of a question, where there's something big that we could do different, and what changes can we make that, or usually there's a lot that you can do that's quite straightforward in your organization. It doesn't always have to be like a mega, like, we're going to have a D&I initiative and it's going to be like a 2-year change project. It's okay, what are the things that we can do now? I mean, we want to be really practical about that. So yes, please complete the survey, please give it to other people to complete, and we really appreciate what everybody has added so far, and everyone who will fill it in as well.
We'll make sure to include the link to the survey in the show notes. But I think we've covered a lot in this conversation, and coming naturally to an end. Thank you so much for your time today, Siobhan and Francesca. Do you have any parting thoughts that you'd like to add here?
Fill in the survey. Come and see our talk at WorkCamp Europe if you can, or watch on the live stream, or watch it afterwards. And talk to women and see how you can help them to get into advancing their careers and achieve everything they can achieve.
Get involved in WP Includes after WorkCamp Europe. We're going to open the applications for the second cohort. We're looking for mentors, we're looking for mentees. And yeah, keep talking about this. And I think get comfortable talking about this. If you see something at work that in code, we have this thing like code smell, which is such a weird concept if you think about it, but it's the same in work dynamics. If something smells, bring it up. Find the person in your organization that you can bring it up. If you don't know how to do it, reach out to other women that are in leadership positions, maybe at other companies, and talk through it. I'm the daughter of a feminist from the 70s that was going to burn bras in the square. For me, it's always a feminist issue, and not just for women, obviously. So that would be my parting word.
Thank you both. This has been a really insightful conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank you again for tuning into the WordPress Way. If you're not subscribed, just visit dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can always subscribe to any of our shows individually or hear them all on the full Do The Woo channel feed. And lastly, we always welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. Just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment. Until the next time.